I hope you're all bearing up and pushing through with the goings-on in the world. Pretty wild stuff. It really is. You know, I am positive that there's a extraterrestrial mothership flying by and they're not part of the rescue mission. They're just flying by looking at this and they're shaking their heads. You know, looking at each other saying, let's just get out of here. These folks are crazy. One of the things that I do intentionally is not follow other people. There's a very specific reason for that, okay? And what it does is it helps keep perspectives fresh and looking at something with a completely different set of eyes offers a different perspective. I know that a lot of folks on the planet are having a tough time. They've lost jobs, they have loved ones who are ill. They need abundance to get the things that they need to support their families and themselves. Things were relatively stable before the COVID fiasco occurred. And now that stabilization for the most part is gone to many, many people, millions of people and their families. Being one that's experiencing that same thing, I know how difficult it is. But things are not dire. That is something I hope to share with you today, you know, as we share the good and the bad. Well, there's more good than bad, so the bad and the good, or the down and the up. Many journeys that we take in life, the ones that turn out to be the most compelling are the ones where we have no idea exactly where we're going or even how we're going to get there. It's where we're put in a situation where we have to just literally be in the moment, and we have to fall back on faith, that part of us that intimately knows the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Great Spirit. We have to move into a space of surrender. We just have to trust the process and trust that we're going to come out on the other end okay. We find ourselves in that place. The whole world does. This COVID thing and a few things that we're going to talk about with China today. This COVID thing was really the second to last bullet that the deep state, the global cabal has. They only have one bullet left, and that's to try to start World War III. And I don't believe that's going to happen. We all find ourselves in a lot of ways starting over. But ladies and gentlemen, nothing's really the same. It's not going to be like it was 90 days ago. It's just not. Things have changed. There's been shifts. And a lot of people have been red-pilled. They are waking up. And if they haven't woke up, they want to wake up. They want to understand what's really going on. They are looking with a whole new set of fresh eyes and a completely different perspective at the political makeup of the cities, the towns, the states, and the countries that they live in. They don't like what they've seen, and they don't understand why everyone wasn't better prepared. You know, 193 countries were not prepared for this or anything like it. But we will be now, should it ever occur again.